What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome back to another episode here on Finding Direction. This week, we are going to be bringing you an episode that I felt is truly a unique episode as we wrap up the last few episodes of this show. And this episode, as you saw in the title, is all about finding your purpose. This show, Finding Direction, since we created in the beginning, was all about helping you figure out how do you create a life full of passion, fulfillment, happiness. And one of the guests we had on our show a few years ago was Soleo Michael, and he had a message that he brought that was so truly just amazing when it comes to finding your purpose in life. And as we wrap up our few last episodes, I thought it was the perfect episode to bring back to you in case you're in a place in your life where you are trying to find your purpose, find your direction. On this episode, a few things you can expect as we talk about how do you overcome your fear and self-sabotage that oftentimes blocks you from actually finding your purpose in life. We talk about the difference between having a vehicle and also having a purpose. We talk about the power of self-guidance and so many other things that I promise you, by the time you get to the end of this episode, you are going to be confidently saying that you are en route to living in your purpose. So I hope you enjoy this episode. I appreciate you as always. And without further ado, here we go. So Leo, welcome to the show. I am excited to have you here, my man.
Stu, good to be here. Good to be with everybody here. Thank you.
Absolutely. It's been a long time coming. I'm excited for us to dive into some of the juicy stuff today. And I figured, you know, obviously you and I have gotten to know each other a good amount over the last few months now. But to kind of give our audience a little bit of an insight, I would love it if you could share with us, if we can kind of dive right into those handful of years that you yourself were in college, you were kind of exploring, trying to figure out your life, and it was an interesting journey, I'll just say, and I'll kind of let you fill in some color there if you could take us there.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that sticks out when I think on that question is I had the experience of watching my dad work hard, make good money, do what he was good at, and be very stressed out. And I always, you know, I noticed that stress piece, and I always noticed it doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. And what I noticed as I was observing him is I could tell he wasn't doing what he was here to do. He wasn't passionate about what he was doing. It wasn't fulfilling. It was more the classic example, which a lot of people, most people out there, they find what they're good at and what their strengths are, and they'll do a career in that realm. And they're either making great money or they're concerned about money and having a job that they know will make the money that they want. And so I always knew it didn't have to be that way for him or others. And it was, you know, saddening to watch that, you know. And he's older now. His health is terrible. And I know that part of it was because he just wasn't on purpose. He was stressed. It takes a toll.
Yeah. Why do you think people choose, and I say choose in a sort of interesting way, because some people choose consciously, some people choose unconsciously, but why do you think some people, because like you said, I mean, the majority of people, I think, do that thing where they say, okay, I'm good at this and I don't love it, but like I'm good at it, or it'll pay the bills, and it still creates stress. And I love what you said. It's like you could tell he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. But why do you think so many people take that path, whether it's choosing it consciously or unconsciously?
Yeah, I love that question. I'll share my story because it will answer that. And I want to tie into that question. Cool. I was naturally always looking to be happy, looking to be fulfilled. And I was, my life was good. I was you know, I was good, but I was also always looking for this deeper, you know, I was always naturally tuned in and looking to see what is it for me? What's, you know, I want to be that deeper fulfillment. I maybe not didn't have those words for it at that point.
Right.
But that's what it was. I was, you know, wanting to experience that and looking for a deeper level of happiness and sort of turned on and more alive, more excited, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
And I went to college without knowing what I wanted to do for career. Yeah. And I had four ideas. One was psychology. I chose not to do that because I didn't want to be a therapist. And so when I thought of being a psychologist, helping people with their psychology, I thought of therapists, and I didn't want to work with people that, you know, generally psychologists or therapists work with. Athletic trainer, because I was an athlete and I thought, oh, that's cool. I'm not going to go that route. But computer science and geology were my other two ideas. So maybe for some of the listeners, they went into college or they're going into college and they don't know or didn't know what they want to do. They go in and they just pick one, you know, they pick something.
Yeah.
And I did computer science, and it took me not very long to realize this is not it. And I recognized that because I didn't do well in it, and it was hard and I was stressed, right? So there's a, just a little takeaway, you know, if you folks who are listening are stressed and it's hard what you're doing, probably not in the right zone. And then
good indicator.
And here's the tricky part. Now I did geology because I was very interested in that and curious.
Yeah.
And I studied it for 3 years, and then I realized, this isn't the career for me. You know, I enjoy this. I enjoyed learning about it, but as far as doing this for a living and having this career, it wasn't it. And so there's another little hint. You could be interested in it and enjoy it, but that still may not be your thing. So there's a lot of different components that come into play to be truly on purpose and in your right direction.
Quick question.
Yeah. What?
So you could be interested, you could be good at it. So what was the big differentiator for you that goes, okay, geology, like, this isn't it? Was it just like a knowingness? Was it like, was there anything else that, you know, someone else could say, okay, well, I'm doing this thing and I'm good at it and I like it. But like, was there any other differentiator that was like, okay, this, even though I'm good at it and I like it, this isn't it?
Yeah. One of the things that I can say is you'll know it when you have it. There's a knowing.
Yeah.
There's a sort of an absolute feeling about it. And for my story to share a little bit more and answer that question as well, I took a year off of school. This is after 4 years of schooling and debt and time and effort and all of that that goes into whatever direction, if you're on the off direction, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, and then I took a year off and said, I want to find out what it is, and didn't know still. I thought, I think I'm a business person. So I went in marketing and sales. I went back to college for 3 years and graduated. Again, I graduated. It was really easy and I was good at it. But I still didn't know what I wanted to do. So I had this opportunity to be a life insurance agent and do financial planning for people. Northwestern Mutual did that for 3 years. This is the situation that a lot of people are in. They're doing something. Again, they don't know what to do. They're doing what they're good at. But if you're out there doing that and you're stressed and you're saying, this isn't it. I encourage you, keep desiring to know what it is.
Yes.
Committing and deciding to know what it is. What happened for me is 3 years into it, I said to myself, all right, I knew this wasn't it. Now I'm going to find it. I'm fed up. And that's another little takeaway that people can have. You got to get so fed up. You got to get so pissed off. Tap into that, go into that. Cause that was, I think, was a big piece of my shift. I just finally got so disappointed, distraught, frustrated. And I said, that's it. So there's an absolute there, right? So when it comes to decision step, that's it. I'm going to find what it is. I'm leaving this. So I said, I'm leaving this security of this job and this money. And what happened was, after that step, it was 1 week later, this coach came into my world. He said, I could take you to the next level with your career, help you reach your potential. I said, oh, I like that language. Tell me what you mean. And what happened then is I did one session with him. At the end of it, this is what happened. What you just did with me, I'm going to do with other people for the rest of my life. That's what I said to him. He says, oh, okay. Doesn't surprise me. You seem to be all about personal development. I said, great. Now he puts a word on not my purpose, but the vehicle of my purpose. And I want people to understand that. A lot of people say I'm a this or I'm a that. And if it's a doing mode type of a phrase that you're talking about, it's not your purpose. It's the vehicle to accomplish your purpose. So I'll wrap this little story up. I found my calling. I started to study this personal development thing. Tony Robbins is one of mine. You're a big Tony Robbins.
Yeah.
Jack Canfield, Brian Tracy, and Napoleon Hill. I just studied them like crazy. Self-study went berzonkers on that. Yeah. And in doing that, I started learning a lot about purpose, life purpose. And I clarified my life purpose, which is to help people become more fulfilled and free. Help people become more fulfilled and free. And I knew that coaching was the methodology now at that point. And I started self-studying it. And then I got coach training at one point, 16 years ago, started my coaching business. And that's what I've been doing. So I've been doing what I love, fills me up, and it's what I'm meant for. So it's incredible for the people I work with. It's incredible for me.
It's great.
I just wanted to share that. And I think it might have answered some of your questions if you want to re-prompt me.
A few things I think I want to pull from that and make sure people here, and then I have a question to kind of understand a little further. But one thing that you said that I think is so true is this sense of not being willing to settle. It's, you know, too easy sometimes in life where, like you said, you can get started in a career, you're a few years into it, and all of a sudden you're like, well, like, my bills are paid and like, I don't love it, but like, it's easy and I know what to do. And sometimes there's a sense of you can get comfortable doing the thing you hate because you know how to do it. And it doesn't require that much thinking of you. And even if you don't like it, you're like, well, I know how to do this and it's comfortable and I can just, like, it's easier to just sit in this comfort that's not that fulfilling than get uncomfortable to go find the fulfilling. And I think there's this sense of if you're in that place and you don't feel like you said, there's knowing this of like you found it, that you have to be willing to not settle and keep looking and keep trying things. And like one thing I share with people so many times, it's like once you go into the real world and you start figuring out what you want to do with your life, like it's better to be the person that spends 5-10 years exploring, trying things for those 5-10 years, not really knowing what you want to do for the first 5-10 years, to at 10 years find that thing and then for the rest of your life be in your thing. But the thing with that, though, is there's a lot of external pressure, right? If you're for 5-10 years bouncing around, you got probably family, probably friends, probably society that's going, oh, you just left this job again to bounce it. And so you have to have this like toughness about you that doesn't care what other people think because you know where you're going. And I think it's so much better to take that journey rather than the journey that most people take where it's like, okay, let me, you know, go into the real world, do this thing, and I don't really like it, but hey, I got a job. I'm looking successful from the external world. Like, nobody's going to question me. Like, it's better to wander for 5 to 10 years to find the thing than to not wander because you're afraid of judgment of other people, in a sense. And so I just want to make sure people hear that. Like, don't settle. Be willing to have other people look at, like, for you, in your own story, it's like, you went to school for 4 years. Most people after that, they grab their diploma and they leave versus you say, okay, I've done this for 4 years. I'm going to leave for a year. Like I left after a year and a half of going to school and I can't imagine, like I know what the reactions were when I left after a year and a half, but after leaving for 4 years, I'm sure you had people that were like, Saleo, like, what are you like? Are you crazy? Are you, you know?
Yeah. And I was just determined, pointing to what you're saying here. I would just, I'm going to find it. I'm going to find it. I want to be happy. I want to be happy. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. And absolutely, just if anybody's out there right now thinking, I'm going to hang it up. I haven't found it. I've been trying to figure out my happiness and my direction and my purpose, and I haven't. I'm going to hang it up. You don't need to. And for people who are, they know that they're going to keep going, but it's stressful. Check out this. Check this out. For everybody listening, go ahead and just imagine that you sort of put a stop on trying to find your direction. Just for right now, just imagine. Okay, I'm gonna put, you know, because it's stressful or it's, I'm frustrated, I'm disappointed, I'm discouraged, I'm confused, and I'm done with it. It's too much to keep being in that. I'm just gonna do what I know to do, and I'll make, you know, what I need to make money wise and all of that. So just imagine that you go that route and just see what that's like for you as you just maybe close your eyes and think about that and see yourself going that route. This is the route of not looking to find what your direction is, not engaging in that curiosity and that path and that journey and that desire to find your purpose. And just notice what that feels like. Not so good. Well, maybe it does feel pretty good. Now compare it to this. Now just decide, I'm going to actually go for that. I don't know what it is, and I'm stressed or, you know, worried, and I'm frustrated, and I'm disappointed, discouraged. Maybe all those things are still there, and I'm going to keep looking for it. And I'm determined. I'm going to find it. I'm going to try my best. Maybe I don't find it ever, but just notice how that feels. I'm going to look for it. I'm going to try, do my best. I'm going to stay with that. My guess is that everybody feels better with option two. And if you don't, then you should go with option one, because following that intuition and your feeling, your body sense, and whatever your guidance is important. There's probably a reason for that. Maybe it swings back and now your guidance, your intuition says, go search it again. Or it just gives it to you without you even efforting, because you were, you know. So that's something that I kept looking, because I was innately born to help people with this stuff. So it was, I wasn't going to give up, but some people do have that, maybe I'll give up. And you pointed at something really important, and that's called the comfort zone. We've heard of that. Everybody's heard of that almost, right? Yeah. And so that's really what is going to get in the way. It's going to be the thing that stops people from continuing to look for their purpose and try to find it. Yeah. And, or if people know it, some of you out there listening know what it is for you. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm here for. Right. You're not doing it. And comfort zone.
Interesting. So one other thing you mentioned that I would love to like just pull apart a little bit more is you said you have a vehicle for your purpose and then you have your purpose. Can you explain a little bit more upon what you mean by that? Because from what I'm sort of understanding, when you had this call with the coach and said, you go, this is what I want to do. For you, it seems like the vehicle was the coaching, and then maybe there was something under that that was your purpose. So can you kind of clarify a little bit what you mean? Because I think it's a beautiful way that you've said it, but I want to kind of pull it apart and understand it a little more.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's pull it apart. Let's zoom out and get big picture with this. You know, just for people to recognize that you have a purpose. There is a purpose for you. You exist for a reason. Why am I here? You know, there must be a reason I'm here. And I know that whatever I'm here, whatever that reason is, whatever I exist, whatever that is, that purpose, that direction, that's what's going to have me have meaning and fulfillment. And so with that, you have a purpose, Stu. I have a purpose.
Right.
Everybody listening has a purpose. And that's the why, right? Why am I here? Why do I exist? And what am I here? What's the impact I'm here to have? Or the impact I want to have? Impact I choose to have? These are different ways, but they're all going to lead to the same thing. different, I'm going to say different things at different times too, because they'll resonate with different people. Right. Some people believe I'm here for a reason. I'm meant for something. Some people will hear that and they say, no. But choose. What would I choose if I could choose anything? That resonates with them. So that's kind of their way. Yeah. And, you know, so everybody has a purpose. The question is, what is my purpose? And then how do I do it? So when I talk about vehicle, I'm talking about the how now.
Right.
What's my purpose? Why am I here? How do I go about doing it?
Right.
And so if I wasn't able to coach for whatever reason, I could still fulfill my purpose. I could still accomplish helping people feel, become more fulfilled and more free.
Right.
If I couldn't speak, I could write, I could read books. And so if people get caught up and stuck on, this is how I need to do it, or this is the way, and I'm this, I'm a coach, I'm a an artist, I'm a painter, I'm a whatever. Well, you're a creative person. And why? Because maybe you want to help people feel light and relaxed. You want to help people see beauty in life and experience what beauty is like. So the purpose is what's underneath it all. It's the why do you do that? And so understanding you have a why, you have a how, and there's a who are you meant to impact with it? Or maybe you're not meant to impact people. You're meant to impact the earth or impact animals. So, but it comes down to impact and contribution. So when people are talking about direction and purpose, what you're really looking for is, what's the impact you're here to have? What's the impact you want to have? What are you here to contribute?
Love that.
That's the bottom line of what purpose is. And when you find that, you find meaning and engagement, excitement, aliveness, fulfillment. That's what comes with it.
I love that. So for you then, to just clarify how I'm hearing this and for everyone listening, is your purpose was helping people be more fulfilled and more free. And the vehicle, one of the vehicles we'll just say is coaching, but another vehicle, like you said, could be writing. Another vehicle could be podcasting. I think that's a really, it's a beautiful way to say it. And it's also has a sense of like freeingness where it's not as constricted. It's like you have a purpose and you can live that purpose out through many different vehicles, through many different ways.
Yeah.
And it comes back to contribution and impact.
Yeah. And so the question is, you might find the vehicle first, you know, like, this is what I want to do. I want to be this. I want to do this. I want to be a coach. I want to be an artist. I want to be an engineer, an architect. Or maybe you'll find your purpose first and then you capture what the vehicle is. But the vehicle, now break it down a little bit more. I do coaching. I like to coach one-to-one. That's my sweet spot. That's where I'm best. That's what I enjoy most. That's what's easiest, most fun, most fulfilling. So do I do group programs or workshops? Sometimes if I'm called to, if that's what I get the guidance to do. But for the most part, it's always been one-to-one. So, and if I have to, or if I get called to do it through a different vehicle, then I'll do that. So, yeah.
Love it. So, although I want to dive more into that, I have something else I want to ask, because or else we'll be here for like 4 hours. So I'm curious, let's say someone's listening to this and they feel like they're in a similar place to where you were in that sort of 8 years of searching, and like someone listening to this right now, they're going, I have that drive that like that, I know I don't want to settle, but I still don't know what the heck this thing is. So like, what are a few things you could share with them if they're maybe in that similar place of searching and looking and they're not willing to settle? Like, what are a few tips you would give them on how they can get closer to finding that thing that we call their purpose?
Yeah, no, I love that, because I think a lot of people are in that experience. It's sort of, okay, so now what? How do I get over, you know, what do I need to do to get there? What's going on here? You know? And especially those who have been going for it for a long time, trying to find it. And I feel sad about that. Yeah. I want everybody being on purpose. It's possible and available. So to answer your question, there's two main pieces that I believe are really missing for people that have them not be able to find their purpose, or if they know it, not be doing it and living it. One of them is getting your own guidance. And I refer to it as self-guidance. And I train people on that, right? So I personally, I will boldly say, it's not necessary to go out there and try a bunch of things. People do that. I did that. I tried three different majors in college. I tried a career because I didn't know. But if I knew what I knew after studying a lot of personal spiritual development, I would have applied the tool called self-guidance. And I would have found my calling before college or whenever I had that tool, I would have done it. If I was a year into college and then I found that tool, I would have done it. And the bottom line with that is people don't realize it, or maybe some do, but you can get the answers to all of your own questions. Some people are doubting that. That's fine. Doubting doesn't get you, it doesn't work so well, but if you just open your mind and just and consider that possibility, you can do that. Now, you're probably not going to figure that out on your own. And that's one of the things I really want to point to answer your question. Getting help is another answer to your question here. And most people don't. And now you're trying to figure out something you don't understand. How are you going to figure it out? You don't understand the game. You don't understand the game. How are you going to win it? Now you can go and books, audio learnings, everything. Right. But it's sort of like long shot. What are the chances you're going to really find the right way and understand it? And for you, who you're unique and all that. And so learning self-guidance, if you understand that, if you have that skill already, you can get answers to all of your questions. Great. If not, get help so that someone can teach you how to get self-guidance, tap into your intuition and get the answers to all your questions, such as why am I here? What am I here to contribute? Or what's impact do I want to have? And I want to address the biggest thing that's here for everybody, and that's self-sabotage. So I want everybody to realize that the reason that you're not finding your purpose and direction, the reason that you're, if you know it, you're not on it, doing it for a living or doing it aside from your job or doing it within your job or doing it as your purpose-centered job or business is because you're sabotaging it. You're blocking yourself from it. Some of you are aware that you are, and I'm doing this. I know this. I know this is sabotaging. I know this is getting in the way. I know this is the reason I'm not, you know, doing my thing. Most of you are subconsciously, you're not aware of it, but you're subconsciously, you have certain thoughts, you have certain things, and your behaviors follow, and then you don't follow, you don't find your direction. I'd like to take people into an exercise if we have time for that. If not,
no worries. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Please.
Self-sabotage. I want to put a little context on it for you guys. A lot of you know that what you're thinking and what you're feeling and what you're doing are all related. And so if you're thinking a certain way, you'll feel a certain way and you'll behave or act a certain way. If you have disempowering thought running unconsciously, subconsciously underneath, you'll act accordingly. So if you're, we'll go into the exercise, and I just want people to know that the reason you're not finding and doing your purpose is because you have disempowering, limiting, self-sabotaging thoughts, perspectives, ways you're seeing yourself, life, and the way that you're thinking. But it's subconscious. So let's get it conscious and talk about some actions so you can have a breakthrough. So I want to...
Quick question for Larry.
Yeah.
To clarify, this is for anyone that wants to get clear on their purpose, or if they know their purpose, move forward faster on that purpose. Is that correct?
Yeah, thanks for asking. Both.
Okay, cool.
I think some people might not recognize that the reason that they're not finding their purpose is also self-sabotage. Not just those who know it and they're not doing it. That's more obvious that they're sabotaging it. They're, you know, getting in their own way. But people who are not finding it are also sabotaging with their thoughts, subconscious. And a lot of people don't recognize that. Oh, I'm not finding it just because for whatever reason. And but I want to show people you don't need to be trying all kinds of things. You don't need to be going and doing test this, test that. If you get your own self-guidance tool and skill, and you can get trained on that, I help people with that. If you are able to recognize this comfort zone and recognize that you're uncomfortable and you have fear and that's why you're not doing a certain thing, if you can recognize that and know what to do with that discomfort, that fear, that self-sabotaging that's going on, yeah. feeling, then you'll be able to move forward. And on the other side of that action is where something happens, some magic happens, an insight, a person comes into your life or whatever. So let's do that right now.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. So let's have people just allow your eyes to close. And the reason for that is less distraction. Just allow yourself to take in a few deep breaths. Easy in, easy out. Exhale all the way. Nice deep breath in. Exhale fully out. And now just allow yourself to breathe naturally, no effort. And let's have you just recognize, oh, I want to find my direction. I want to know my purpose. I want to know why I'm here. I want to know what impact I want to have, contribution I want to make. I want to know what I want to do that's exciting and fulfilling, and I want to know it. So you're just connecting with your desire. And ramp up that experience of the desire. Just enjoy it. Yes, desire, I like this. This is a good feeling. I really want to know that thing. I want to know what it is. Oh, it's going to be great when I find it. Yes. It's exciting to me. You're just connecting with your desire. And now, recognize you don't know what the purpose is in your direction, or you know it and you're not doing it and going there. Just notice that. No judgment. You noticed the desire, and now you're just noticing and being aware that you don't know what it is, or you know it and you're not doing it. And now I'm going to ask a question, and just notice what thought or answer comes to mind first. Why don't you know your purpose, or why aren't you on your purpose doing it? Just notice whatever thought came to mind. If it hasn't come yet, just take your time. Just notice whatever you notice. So you now have noticed a reason. You've noticed a reason that you don't know your purpose, or you're not doing your purpose. And if you didn't get an answer or a thought, just right now, just think to yourself, what's the reason I haven't? Why can't I, why won't I find my purpose? Or why won't I go and do it for a living? So there you go. There you have now, and we're going to continue this exercise. You have this awareness of a thought or reasons. These are limiting. You can see how that thought blocks you. You're not going to, with that thought, find your purpose. You're not going to do your purpose. It's not congruent. You can't have that thought, that reason, and not find it. That reason resists. Stay in the comfort zone. That reason does not lead to you finding and doing your purpose. You can see it. And so now, Notice that's a thought. Take in a nice breath. Just noticing that's a thought. And that doesn't serve me. That thought or those thoughts, that perspective, belief, doesn't serve me. Now ask yourself, what do I want to be thinking? What's the thought that feels best for me about this finding my purpose and direction and going and doing it for a living? If you could choose any thought about that, what thought would you choose? Take your time, just simply notice your answer. Great. Now, release that first one that didn't serve you, the one that is disempowering, and engage and embrace this other one that feels better. Just choose that one. I'm going with that. I'm going with that. And take that thought on and put it on and enjoy it. Just enjoy it. Gosh, it feels good. It's a good thought. It's a great, very empowering, really serves you, empowers you. You can feel what that's like. Let that feeling expand. Enjoy it. Enjoy the heck out of it. Soak it up. Milk it. I'm going to ask you a question. Just notice the very first thing that comes to mind. With this thought, with this perspective, what do I want to do? Or spirit, guidance of mine, what do you want me to do? Ask either one of those questions. Ask spirit, guidance, God, intuition. What do you want me to do now? What action to take? Or just ask yourself, what do I want to do now with this thought and state? Just take your time. Notice the action, the move that wants to be made. And now, my friends, I want you to take that action right now. Now, if it's to call someone, you're not going to call them right now. If it's to do something you wouldn't, could, but I want you to imagine doing it, at the very least, imagine doing it, or write it down that you're going to do it, or pretend it out right now. Get out of your chair and act it out, and whatever it is, whatever that means to you, do it right now. Whatever that means to you, you make it up. You're taking that action right now. Just enjoy taking that action. Okay. Now we'll pause there. Last step. Notice how you feel. Notice what it was like to be in that mindset, thought, perspective. Notice the right action, the aligned action to take, and taking it. Notice how you feel now. And maybe even notice that self-sabotaging thought you had back then, the one that was running the show and you didn't know it. You don't have to have that thought. You can catch it. Go through an exercise like this or many other ways. Get into empowered thought, belief, perspective, feeling, state. Notice the action to take. Take it. So let's come back now. Now what?
Powerful. Yeah, I had some of my own distinctions in that of, for me at least, my experience was some speaking that I'm looking to do to further my own career and success. And I like how you said, what's the one action you need to take from there? Because that's how you take it from not just a thought, but making it real. And I think for anyone that listened to that, if you were listening to it on the go, I want to give a little extra encouragement to say, take it back when you have a place where you can sit. Maybe it's a comfortable chair at your house. Maybe it's on the ground if that works best for you. But find somewhere that you can almost put yourself in a meditative state. Like if you're driving and listening to this, it's going to be a little harder, I think, to do that. But I would encourage anybody to make time to say, okay, I'm going to go sit down for that, 5-10 minutes. I'm going to go back through what Saleo just talked us through, because I think for anybody that is feeling stuck or feeling like they want to get to that next level,
there it is.
You could just have that as your like repeat playlist. So anytime you want to get to the next level, just sniff that 10 minutes. So
it relates to everything, finding your purpose, making the money you want to make, finding the relationship you want to have that's, more fulfilling, changing your health. Your purpose exists, your healthy potential exists, having the relationship, and you know this, I help people find the one, that exists, that's possible. And with that, it's self-sabotage that's getting in the way. So I want people to understand self-sabotage, have the tools. Each of these steps I took you through is a skill, and there's more to it, and to study and understand those skills and practice it and find the way that it works for you individually, that's key. And so you may be able to do it on your own and get success with it. And if not, then it leads to that thing we talked about earlier. Get help. Learn from someone that teaches this stuff. So you can get your own self-guidance and you can get through the self-sabotage, because that's only one way to overcome self-sabotage and get unstuck. There are three other general ways, and different ones for different people at different times. So if you can get an understanding of this stuff and get the tools and skills, now, no more self-sabotage. You're breaking through it. It's amazing. So there you go.
I love it. And I think one other thing I just want to throw in there, and then I want to give people some ideas of how they can kind of get more in touch with you, because obviously you have a lot of beautiful work you do. And one thing that I think is really, and we've kind of touched on this a few times when it comes to like your self-guidance, but there's a powerful tool that I use a lot, and I think anyone listening to this can use, and it is that power of questions, right? It's like, if you ask yourself a question long enough and you are committed to finding an answer to that question, the way our brain is designed is to answer questions, right? Everything we do in our life is questions that we're asking ourselves, and then we're doing things based on that. So if you are trying to get more self-guidance, if you're trying to get clear on your purpose or how to get to the next level, asking yourself some of the questions you've spoke about, right? Where it's like, what's the impact that I want to have? What's the difference that I want to make? What's my purpose? Like asking yourself better questions, and you'll get better self-guided answers. And that can help you further along in your path quicker. And so just anyone listening to this, like maybe later today, if you're feeling stuck or lost, ask yourself, what questions am I asking myself often? Am I asking myself, why do I always feel lost? Because if you ask yourself that question, it's probably not going to give you the answer of why you're just going to stay lost. Versus if you can say, how can I stop being lost? Or how can I find the thing that sets my soul on fire? Like if you ask better questions with better intentions, you'll get better answers. So
I want to jump in with you on that, and then we'll I know we're going to come to a close here soon. Self-sabotage, let's put it this way: operating from your empowered flowing state is a technology and habit that can be learned. Noticing, catching self-sabotage in the act and transmuting it, which I just facilitated one way to do that. And you can learn a way to do it really quickly, efficiently. That was a deep way to go something deep. That is something you can learn, understand, and habitualize. So is self-guidance. And there's a lot of pieces to it. So asking yourself the right questions, or healthy, empowering, effective questions, is a part of it. What people don't understand, well, what does that look like? How does that work? And then there are other parts to that. There's a process involved. What do you do before you ask the question? What are the ways that you can find the answer? There's multiple sort of ways, tools, techniques to notice what the answer is. And then what? Well, action. Well, then most people don't take the action. Why self-sabotage? Okay, so yeah. If you had a tool to overcome self-sabotage, and there's pieces to this, the action, understanding action, understand some dynamics to action that stop people from doing it. Understand it, practice it, and now you just, wow, found my purpose. Wow, found the relationship. Yeah. Wow, I moved where I want to live. Because you understand and you master these technologies and these things. Yeah. And I noticed in advance of this recording, Stu, that a lot of people in our positions, coaches, trainers, speakers, they say, get a coach, get a trainer. And I think a lot of people underestimate that. I did. I coach myself very well. I'm very skilled at that. I can learn, grow quick. I can apply, and it's amazing. But man, it's so much faster, so much easier, and so much more effective when you find the right person with the right goods to train you in. So please, people, don't underestimate that. Your purpose is so much closer than you think. It has never taken me more than 2 sessions to help people know their unique purpose. 2 sessions.
Amazing.
A lot of people are out there, you got to do this or test this or try this, or it's going to go on a long journey and you're going to, no. I know how to facilitate it. I've got the tools and exercises, and I have a gift of doing that. And it's never taken more than 2 sessions, 16 yeah. years. And so it's possible, it's available. Get help. If you're stuck on anything and you're challenged and you're spinning your wheels trying to figure it out on your own for too long and it's stressful, go get help. Find the right yeah. person.
Yeah. Like humble your ego and say, all right, I don't need to figure it out on my own. There's ways you can do it to put the ego aside. And so kind of speaking of some of these things, I'm curious, you know, for anyone that's listened to this today and they've gone through the exercise you've taken and they've heard your story and your journey and they're going, man, like I want some more Soleil in my life. Where's the best place for them to find you, learn more about you, stay in touch with you? If you could share with us.
Yeah, absolutely. SoleilMichael.com, S like Sam, O-L-E-O, Michael.com. And you'll find a page, Discover Your Life Purpose. And also you'll find a page, my coaching. I coach on a couple different topics, but career transition. So transitioning to the career that you really want, that is fulfilling, that's on purpose, yeah. that direction that you really want to be on for your career. I help people clarify that and manifest that and be doing that. So SoleilMichael.com, Discover Your Life Purpose page, or look at the coaching and the career transition section. And I offer a free consult. Someone who is considering working with me and wants my support, let's line up a free consult. Let's see if we're a fit. I'm adamant about if I'm not the right methodology or the right coach for you, I'm going to help you. I'm going to point you towards someone else, or I'm going to point you towards a resource. I'll make a suggestion. So there it is.
Love it. And I think, yeah, for anybody that's in that searching place, take advantage of that resource, right? Like you said, they can do a free call with you and go through the experience themselves. Like there's zero strings attached. So, you know, if you're serious about figuring out your life and finding some of that direction, definitely get in touch with you. We'll put all in the show notes. So real easy. You just go below, click the link, and you're good to go. Last question I have for you, Soleil. We ask this to all of our guests because we want to help people find direction, but do it through action. Is what is one thing you would say someone listening to this can do in the next 24 to 48 hours to start finding direction in their life?
Either go through the exercise that we did here again, or one of two things. Go to a relaxed situation, state, atmosphere, get out into nature or some undistracted zone and space, and just get yourself to relax, meditate if you're familiar with meditation, prayer, et cetera. Get into that zone. And then after you're in it for a while and you're really connected, you know, when you're in the zone, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, and your body relaxes.
Yeah.
You're just like, I'm in, you know. At that point, pop the question, help or no help for me? I would say that's the most important question people can ask, because if help is wanting to happen for you, and that's what's really there and waiting, and you know, your guidance or your spirit or, you know, your intuition, your everything is wanting help, but you're not aware of it. You're going to keep going and trying to figure it out on your own. Well, help's wanting to happen. That's the way to go. So I would say, find out if it's a help or no help. And if it's, then ask, okay, who, where, how do I find that help? And then just notice what comes to you. Love and just that, to right. trust those answers and go for it. If it's no help, then say, okay, well then what else? What do I, what's my step? Notice the answer, trust it, and take it.
Love it. Yeah. Love it, love it. Well, Saleo, thank you so much for being on here today, man. I know anyone that was trying to find and get clear on their purpose or move it faster is like so much value that you shared with us today. So thank you again so much for being here. And I've truly enjoyed the conversation.
Stu, thanks for the work you're doing. This is great. You're having a great impact yourself. Let's keep it going. And everybody, let's find our impact to have. And man, it's a good ride. So cheers.
Congratulations, my friend, on crushing it through another episode here on Finding Direction. Make sure you give yourself a pat on the back, a round of applause, because you are one of the few who is not willing to settle for less than a life that lights up your soul, and that is absolutely something worth celebrating. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you, as always, for joining us on this show. And other than that, I will see you on the podcast soon. Take care.